This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign. The Drive with Tay and Piper, Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise here as well. We're going to hear from Brad Underwood, his comments after last night's victory, 92-65 over Minnesota. We'll do that here in a moment. We'll get you kind of caught up on football signing day. 14 commits all signed today with the University of Illinois football program that currently doesn't have a football coach. So we will talk about that. And we're going to hear from John Holosek at 5:30, former Illini linebacker, current Loyola Academy coach. So I'm excited to talk to John at the bottom of the hour. Right now, we're going to bring on Andy from Premier Sound and Design. Andy, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Lon. How you doing, buddy?
We are great. And you, my friend, have a nice little you couldn't fit it in a stocking, especially as big as these TVs are, but you certainly have something you could put under a tree, and that's some great Sony TVs.
You got it, buddy. Absolutely. Still selling Sony TVs like we're giving them away.
Awesome.
You know, we've been very fortunate in how busy we are. But there's reasons why, I think. Number one, you know, we always match and beat every single person on the planet. I mean, if they're a legit Sony dealer and they're an authorized dealer, we'll always match and beat any Sony television deal on the planet. So that's not a problem. Of course, not only do we have them in stock most of the time, but obviously selling them, servicing them, setting them up, delivering them. And the big thing nowadays is what people are doing is obviously streaming. So we'll set up all your streaming devices, help you with your passwords. And
Huge. Sometimes
that could be frustrating for people trying to figure out how to get that new smart TV up and running. So we do it all. And, you know, on top of it, we got to make sure we have the best price in town, you know?
Well, and you know what I like about it too? You're local to the point where if I get one of these smart TVs, there's probably four things that I'm not even utilizing. And I could go
I could go into you
and say, Andy, are there things that I'm not even, that I could probably do with this TV that I don't?
That's exactly true. And we do. And we show people that every single day of not only just, you're not going to take just a TV home and set it up. We're going to set it up for you. So we show you all those things that you're talking about. And we've been doing it a long time. Well, we've been doing this a long time. Been in business now 23, going on 24 years coming
Andy.
Next year. So we've been around a long time to help people. And you know what? Most people, you know, Premier Sound, well, they're not Best Buy. They're not Amazon. They got to be more expensive. They got to be more money. And we're like, no, absolutely not. Give us a try. Give us a call. Come on into the store. Even though right now we're a little bit frazzled because of just how busy it is in the time of the year. I'm sure you understand that. But
I bet
it's one of those things that, you know, we'll sell it, service it, deliver it, do everything for you and match the price or beat the price. And
Sweet.
People have this perception that, hey, you guys got carpet on your floor. You got to be more money than the big box store down the street. And I'm like, no, that's not true. You know what I mean?
Yep. I was gonna be cool and say, just tell them that you heard it on The Drive with Tay and Piper, and they'll set it up and service you. But you do that anyway. So it's like.
Exactly. That's okay. They could say that anyway.
Yeah.
I wanted to say that anyway.
Well, and you want to know that advertising works. So certainly if somebody hears that and they go in to talk to Andy and those guys, don't be shy. Tell them you heard it here and you heard Andy talking about it. Andy, you also have Sonos. You know, I love Christmas music more than anybody in the world, and Sonos would be the perfect thing to put around the house and just have it queued up to Christmas music, well, for me all year long, but for at least in December.
Still one of the coolest products. We've talked about this over the last couple of years since we've been talking on the radio. One of the coolest products on the planet is Sonos. Just this magic little box that you control from your phone. Or yes, you can talk to it. And people go, well, what's different about this than the Dot or the Echo or the other ones that are out there? This just has so much more, so many more sources and so many more music sources.
Awesome.
And the sound quality is far superior, just so much better than the smaller little speakers that are out there. And they start at about $169. So you could come in, plug the speaker in anywhere in the house, control it with your phone, control it with your iPad, control it with any smart device.
Perfect.
And it will allow you to play music anywhere. And if you buy two or three or four of them, which lots of people do, you could have a sound bar playing some music or the TV in one room, and then you could be listening to some country music in another, and I could be listening to you on the radio in another one, you know? So it's different zones, or you could group them together. There's just so much more that the Sonos system does than just play music. It does a lot.
That's perfect. Andy, how do we get in touch with you? Where do we find you?
Sure, buddy. We are located on the corner of Prospect and Bradley in Champaign, or you could call us at 355-5300.
We'll do it again, my friend. Thank you, Andy. Good luck at Christmas. Will we talk to you before Christmas? I'm not sure if we will. If not, Merry Christmas.
I don't know either. If I don't, Merry Christmas, man, and go Illini.
Amen.
Wow, man. I mean, those two things going hand in hand, hopefully, this year. That's going to be a great thing.
We got to love it. Andy, I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, buddy.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
You too.
Bye-bye.
That is Andy Kurtz, Premier Sound and Design, 23, 24 years, a local store that has just continues to get it done. Go in and talk to them. Let them prove to you how they can beat the Amazon, how they can beat the big box store. Let them prove to you that they can do that, and I guarantee you they will. Quick break. Back to hear from Brad Underwood from last night's game. It is The Drive.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to Central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces.
The holiday shopping season is winding down. Don't get stuck waiting on a package that doesn't arrive in time. Shop local at Game Day Spirit and find everything you need today for the Illini fan on your shopping list. Holiday doorbusters are now available. Illini crewnecks, $14.99. Polos, $17.99. Hoodies, just $19.99. Gift cards redeemable in-store or online are also available. Game Day Spirit's open daily at 6th and Green in Campus Town, Neil and Kirby in Champaign, where Illini fans shop.
Pia's Sports Bar and Grill at 1609 West Springfield Avenue near Madison, Champaign, has a huge heated tent and big screen TVs so you can meet fans and root on your favorite team.
Illini. Cheer on the Illini at Pia's. The pregame fun starts at Pia's Sports Bar and Grill.
Pia's curbside service is available as you order delicious food.
Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger along with great wings and so much more.
Support small businesses like Pia's today. Learn more at piassportspub.com.
Hi, I'm Jeff Messman with Mulder Financial Group in Champaign and would love to help you with your upcoming home purchase or refinance. Mulder Financial Group is unique. We have the lending power of big banks, but with a small town approach of getting to know our customers and their unique mortgage needs. Ready to get started? Contact me today at champagnelender.com. That's champagnelender.com.
NMLS number 1413211. Mulder Financial Group is an Illinois mortgage licensee.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Sit back and relax and take The Drive with Lonte and Derek Piper. Weekdays 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
It is The Drive, Tay and Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. College of Aces text line, that's how you get in touch with us, 217-359-2255, 359-2255. That's how Heath got in touch with us. He said at the beginning of the show, when you said that you had sound from Kofi, I thought maybe it was just five clips of the rim being pulled down and then springing back up. That's good. I like that. Boy, you had plenty of those last night. Kofi, 33 points, 13 rebounds. What else stood out to you? We talked all about Kofi in the first hour and Andre Curbelo. What else stood out to you about Illinois last night?
I think Io played fairly well outside of the fact that his jump shot wasn't going down. There were a couple transition opportunities where he pulled up for the mid-range and took contested shots. But outside of that, was able to get to the rim on the fast break. 7 rebounds. He continues to make that a point of emphasis with his game, which is impressive to see. Again, yes. You're trying to make up for the fact that Felice isn't there, the Griffin's right. Not there. 5 assists, and then he played really, really good defense. Demonte Williams, when he can ho-hum, give you, I don't know, he scored 1 basket, but 8 rebounds, 3 yep. assists. Brad said he's been playing on a sprained ankle. That was something we learned after the game last night. He spent a lot of time in the training room leading up to this one. Adam Miller's one that there's some of that. We talk about Curbelo, no, yes.
Yes.
He makes some of those shots.
He does.
Where he like dribbles it behind his back and pulls up from the mid-range and he splashes it. He can make really tough shots. And obviously, when he's wide open on a fast break and he beats this guy down the floor, you want him to take that every time. He's shown to be streaky, though. And there's some shot selection that you have some questions about. He got caught up in the teeth of the defense trying to drive it, got stuffed a couple of times.
I don't remember him having that problem before. Like, last night's the first time I've really noticed that was a problem. I could be wrong, and I saw some people, Illinois fans, tweeting about that, saying, you need to stay out of the, you know, just do your thing, grow into that role. And I get it, but I hadn't seen that in previous games. Am I wrong?
No, I think you're correct. And maybe that's just now going up against a Big Ten team, and clearly you've played some good competition
fair.
Before.
That's fair.
And against Missouri, it was mostly just shooting from the outside.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that there were other games early on in the year where I liked the fact that he was driving to the rim. I like his athleticism. I like that he can put some contact on you. But last night, there were some ill-advised looks, and you just kind of want to have that balancing act. There's a balancing act with Curbelo of the aggression with the you know, trying to make the great play. With Miller, it's being a shot maker but taking good shots.
Yesterday I asked you about the minutes and the rotation and how it's going to work out. Well, it's pretty obvious now that Illinois and Brad Underwood's going to use an 8-man rotation for the most part, unless foul trouble gets you out of whack in that, et cetera, or, you know, an illness or something knocks somebody out for a game. But you've got Kofi, Adam Miller, Trent Frazier, Io, and Demonte all started. And then, of course, off the bench, Curbelo gets 22 minutes. Georgie gets 15. That's going to be higher some nights. Obviously, you didn't take Kofi off the court last night for long. And then Coleman Hawkins gets 12. It almost looks like that's going to be your kind of your 8-man, if you will. Coleman, I guess the only question there is, how much does Curbelo play? I know people are asking about him starting. Do you think that's ever going to be an issue if Brad doesn't start Andre Curbelo? I think he kind of likes bringing in kind of a change of pace kid off the bench in Curbelo.
I think he does as well. Now, we saw it with Felice where it was like, okay.
True.
He's coming off the bench, but he's still playing starter minutes. But they've reached a point where it's like, I don't really want to start the game with one of my best players on the bench.
That's fair.
And Felice ended up starting. So could we reach that point with Curbelo? I think it's possible. It will be tied probably to Trent Frazier and how well he's playing. Because I don't necessarily think that Demonte Williams is going to get pulled out of the starting lineup. And
he will not, ever.
So if he is not, and Kofi is not, and Io is not, maybe it would be Adam.
Maybe Adam.
And still have Trent in there. But again, there are certain matchups defensively that you might worry about having two smaller guards than Trent and Curbelo. And the fact that Curbelo's not beefed up like Felice was.
Right. I'm sure Brad Underwood, and you're going to hear it here in a second, I'm sure he talked about the defense last night that Frazier and Io both were doing on that on Marcus Carr and Minnesota in general. Frazier and Io both played 30 minutes. You talked about Adam Miller. He played 26. Curbelo played 22. So you're right. I mean, Curbelo is getting those starters' minutes even off the bench. And I, for one, it doesn't bother me, obviously. I don't know. You know, there's always an ego thing. So, you know, if you're Andre Curbelo and you're sitting there going, man, I had 9 points and, 6 rebounds and 9 assists, that's a hell of a stat line. And this guy, Adam Miller, is playing more than me? You know, I don't think that's the case. I know it's not the case, but you could see how ego might jump in part of that. But I think it's fine to me how it's going. And maybe if you hit a little bit of a rut in a game or two, maybe you do make the change and you get Curbelo in the starting lineup to go forward. But for right now, I'm fine with what Brad's doing.
No, I think it makes a lot of sense with what you're rolling out there right now, I believe, is your best defensive lineup. Because there are some questions about Andre defensively. Adam
had some mix-ups last night, but I thought overall he's given you really good energy defensively, and I think he's held his own better than a lot of freshmen would. So I like that fact, and then just to surround shooters around Io makes sense to me. But again, Curbelo understands that he's a big player on this team. Like he can really impact it. And when you're going to play over 20 minutes, maybe 25 on average in the Big Ten, that's making allowing yourself to put a stamp on the game, even if you are coming off the bench.
I think it was Adam Miller and maybe Trent Frazier. Were they the ones that got caught up when they left Marcus Carr wide open? I remember thinking to myself, I bet both of those guys are like, oh, don't look at coach. Don't look at coach. Don't look at coach. I don't think Brad blew a gasket at that point. I think he understood that it was a mix-up, and look, that's going to happen when you're showing the kind of effort Illinois was doing on defense. You're going to have a mix-up on occasion.
He didn't love it. I know he yelled out audibly from the where I was sitting, we're not switching. But his
so somebody did wrong there.
His biggest moment of anger was when Illinois was up 20.
Yes.
And he just lost it because there was a sloppy possession by Curbelo where he threw it away, and then Miller took an ill-advised shot. Yes. And he's like, yelling at his assistants, like, this is why we don't play three freshmen at the same time.
Oh, wow.
Because Hawkins was in there as well.
I want another mic'd up Brad Underwood without him knowing it's mic'd up.
Yeah.
That's what I want. That would be awesome. Well, speaking of hearing from Brad, here's what he had to say after the game last night.
Yeah, I'm excited about tonight. It was kind of a get back to basics, get back to the identity of who we are. I think maybe we had been scheming a little too much defensively. And, Trent Frazier literally just said, coach, I got him. I got him. We don't need to do all the switching. We don't need to do any of this. I got him. And I think Trent set the tone. Io was right there, came over after the Missouri game and sat down with me before practice early and said, we're getting back to it. And when you get that kind of leadership from your two veteran guards, I felt great. And we made everything for Marcus Carr, a very good guard. I think he's one of the top scorers in our league. Very difficult. He ends up with 16, but on 13 shots, 3 of 13. The one thing we did was put him on the line. That's still an area of concern. You hold a team to 25%. And you don't want to let them off the hook by shooting free throws. And again, some of that is our youth and our inexperience. But we've got to continue to emphasize that, clean that up. And then when we can do that, shoot a contested shot, get a defensive rebound, and then run. You see that we can be really explosive there. So great night for Kofi. Got a little comfort at the free throw line, I think, and everybody's made a big deal about it, and he's been very conscientious about that. He's been practicing them, and again, he was comfortable, but he was dominant. Our game plan was going inside to him from the jump, and he was very, very effective, and then did a nice job on the glass as well. So all around, very pleased, now it's we've had three straight road games. It was nice to come back and be at home and obviously get conference win number one as we head back out on the road again for a couple more.
Coach, you last game you said you didn't like Io having 36. You thought that was too many. Didn't want one guy having that many. Kofi has 33 tonight. You feel a little better about that tonight?
I like the way they came. And we ask Io to get us back in a ball game. And when you got the best guard in the country, and you're down, you're going to put the ball in his hands and make decisions. And that was me making the play calls to have our best player try to win a game for us. And yet, the balance tonight, we scored 92 points, and it was the effectiveness of and efficiency. And then it's 21 assists. There was plenty to go around, and it's a really good feeling when you look down and know that your best player and the best guard, was unbelievable at the defensive end and had a night where you know, they guarded him, and he didn't have to score big, and we still won. And that's a really comforting thing for me.
Brad, they had 2 points in the paint in the first half. I don't think they got that bucket until there was like, you know, the first 13 or 14 minutes in. How key was it tonight for you guys to stay in front and just have your bigs affect everything that they wanted to get from 2 points?
Yeah, we had three words tonight that we talked about: communicate, walls, and stick. And it was about communicating constantly. And when we talk and it brings energy, we wanted to have walls where Marcus Carr just saw nothing but bodies and walls of us in front of him. And then the other thing was stick and rebound. And, you know, plus 18 on the glass. And I thought there were some that we missed. I'm really ticked about the free throw line blockouts, but yeah, and then we can run when we do that. So, all in all, you know, that happens when you make things hard.
Hey Coach, how would you evaluate the way that Io and Curbelo were playing together on the court at the same time? Seemed like they got a decent amount of minutes there, 14 assists between them, and both guys that can really set up Kofi nicely.
It's a nice combination to have. And again, both can do similar things. And, you know, when you put Trent out there as well, I mean, you've got three primary ball handlers that can all go make plays. And we've got three point guards. And you know, I've always been a big fan of multiple point guards in a lineup. And, you know, it doesn't have to be Io on the ball every time and we're running an action. We can put Io on a ball and Curbelo. Tonight we wanted to get Io into what we call a lot of high shakes, and we did that. That took away some of their tags and so it was it's nice to have that luxury. But yeah, they're playing great together.
And how nice was it to be in a situation where you can play Coleman 12 minutes, you can get Jake in there just based on the situation and the game score?
Well, as you guys know, we haven't had a schedule that's allowed that since the first two games, and just trying to get as many minutes possible. And it gets really hard as you jump into, you know, 20 Big Ten games, but that's unusual. It doesn't happen a lot in Big Ten play, but you know, Coleman's had an unbelievable week of practice dating back to actually before the Missouri game. So he's starting to get it, and I'm starting to trust, and those are all positives.
Hey Brad, you said you wanted more and more from Kofi. He draws 9 fouls tonight. It felt like he was very active defensively and on the glass. What do you think spurred him that way?
Yeah, I mean, Kofi's got unbelievable pride, and I mean, he's an unbelievable listener. He's an unbelievable wants to continually grow his game. And we had one word, and if anybody heard it tonight, it was, everybody was saying it on the bench, it's motor. And it was going to chase balls, and it was going to you know, going to stay active and running the floor and you know, not letting him lapse mentally by constantly talking about and referring to motor so that he goes all the time. And, you know, it's amazing what happens when you really play hard.
That is Brad Underwood. Last night, Illinois gets it done 92-65, 1-0 now in Big Ten play, 5-2 overall. When we come back, we're switching gears back to football. You know him, John Holasek. He was a linebacker at Illinois and now a very successful state-winning coach at Loyola Academy. He had one of his players, Josh Kreutz, signed today with the University of Illinois. We'll talk to him about Josh and also about the coaching search that's going on at Illinois. I want to ask John about, has he ever had interest in getting into college coaching, especially here at Illinois? You want to ask him about Lovey.
I want to ask him how many, if any, conversations he had with Lovey during his tenure here.
Cannot wait to hear that. We'll do it next. It is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lonte and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.
Long's Garage is the longest running auto repair shop in Champaign-Urbana, and for good reason. Whether you're looking for new tires from any major brand or think there might be something wrong with your alignment, come to Long's Garage for honest service from ASC certified technicians. They can help you with tire balancing, tire inspection, tire mounting, tire rotation, and so much more. All your tire needs will be fulfilled by the technicians at Long's, which is a Napa Auto Care facility, meaning you're in the best hands. Visit them today at 503 East Main Street in Urbana for tire service you can trust. 367-3942.
Aw, it's a BB gun.
What's wrong, Ralphie? It looks like there are two more gifts over there. Open them.
It's a moving truck! It's two professional movers! Wow! I got two men in a truck for Christmas! Now we don't have to deal with moving in the winter on our own! This is the best Christmas ever!
Get your holidays moving, stress-free. Go to twomenchampagne.com to start your free estimate.
Full-size moving trucks will not fit under most Christmas trees. Movers and trucks are not sold separately.
Assured of a trip filled with great memories of your adventures. That's because you came to Midas for a road trip pre-check. Dave and his crew in Urbana inspected and repaired your vehicle in advance for brakes that stop, a transmission that keeps you going, shock absorbers and struts for a smooth ride, an engine tuned for your best mileage and power, and the air conditioning to keep it cool. Nothing beats a secure feeling you get from Midas Tire and Auto in Urbana. Enjoy the scenery and family time knowing that Midas is with you all the way.
The holiday shopping season is winding down. Don't get stuck waiting on a package that doesn't arrive in time. Shop local at Game Day Spirit and find everything you need today for the Illini fan on your shopping list. Holiday doorbusters are now available. Illini crewnecks, $14.99. Polos, $17.99. Hoodies, just $19.99. Gift cards redeemable in-store or online are also available. Game Day Spirit's open daily at 6th and Green in Campus Town, Neil and Kirby in Champaign, where Illini fans shop.
Urbana Park District is coming to you. Introducing Urbana. Urbana is the Park District's new mobile recreation unit. Through a generous partnership with the Carl Foundation, bringing fun activities to a neighborhood near you will happen more frequently. Follow Urbana on Facebook and Instagram to see where it will be next. Remember, at Urbana Park District, you belong here. Visit urbanaparks.org for details.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Greenberg. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
The drive, Tay and Piper, efforting John Holosek. I know that they were doing a at Loyola Academy. They were doing a signing kind of a deal for Josh Kreutz, and he was going to call right after that. So we're efforting him, and hopefully we'll hear from him here in a few minutes. And before we get out of here today, I wanted to Trevor just brought up to you and I that the NCAA just made a big announcement, Derek.
It's been expected. I thought it was going to be voted on in January, but the NCAA has passed the rule that will allow a one-time transfer eligibility that you're immediately eligible one time during your collegiate career. So this offseason, we know it could potentially be a big time for Illinois to rake in some transfers. And it's not true free agency.
Yeah.
Because of the contact rules, you'd have to enter the transfer portal before being able to have contact with other schools.
So then everybody knows, right? Then everybody knows you're available,
right?
So it's not like Brad can target some dude from Butler and say, "All right, I'm going to talk to him, and hopefully nobody else will know that he's transferring." So I mean, you've got to enter your. I mean, there's rules you're going to have to do.
It's not like playing Jason Preston at Ohio, and it's like we'll miss Io next year. And after the game, you're kind of like, hey, did you like the building? You think we got nice facilities? Did you play on this court again?
That's a great point.
You can't do that. But we're not going to kid ourselves also if there's not back-channel communications.
Sure.
Going to happen because of the way the rules are now going to be written.
Is this only basketball for right now?
That's a good question.
Trevor, we may need your help here. For everybody, right? For everybody. I mean, for every sport, I would assume. I don't know if Trevor heard. Did you? I know you're trying to get. Oh, he's looking. Is what
it's all sports. It says Division I transfers for all sports get blanket waiver from NCAA and can play immediately.
This. Do you guys like this?
We talked about it before. I don't.
Okay. I know there's a thing going around Twitter now that it's like you say a thing and then you put duck. You know, it's one of those, like, I feel like I got to throw duck in because I don't know. I mean, look, I get that a coach can up and leave a program whenever he wants. And if you're someone, let's say Luke Goody, because it's fresh on our mind. Luke Goody commits to Stephen Gentry, Brad Underwood, and this staff, and he's all in on Illinois because of that. And then all of a sudden, the season ends, Illinois wins a national title, and Brad decides, I'm going to go coach here now. And Gentry goes with him, and now all of a sudden, Luke Goody is tied into the University of Illinois with a coach he doesn't even know. You know, then Jeff Monken comes in and runs a triple option. You know, I'm kidding. I'm switching between schools or sports. But the point is, so I get that. A coach can leave whenever, and it's unfair maybe to those recruits and the players that they recruited to a school. But now it just seems like this free-for-all, man, it's going to be crazy. And I wonder how much it's going to be used. Because I think early on it'll get to a point where you're like, okay. And then maybe after a few years you won't see it as much. But, Derek, I mean, we talk about how many kids transfer now. Can you imagine what it's going to be like with this rule now allowing them to go wherever, whenever?
It's going to be crazy because there are a lot of times where, especially freshman year, where players maybe don't have the kind of season that they expected right away. You go through high school, you go through AAU, maybe you don't face a whole lot of adversity.
Right.
You average 25 a game and you know, nothing, everything comes easy for you. Then you go to college and you're competing for minutes, or you struggle, or there's just part of that process that you go through. And I would think that there have been a number of situations where there's a thought in your head, maybe I'm not at the right spot. Maybe the coach doesn't like me as much as I thought. And you would leave if you didn't have to then sit out and sacrifice that year. Now, like you just said, and I'm glad you brought up about coaches leaving, I think it should be built in that if a coach leaves, you should be able to leave.
That's fair. I've always believed that.
Now, should you be allowed to follow your coach, that could be a different conversation, because I understand, why wouldn't I be able to play for the guy that I signed up to play for? But then if Bill Self leaves Illinois and takes D. Brown, Darren Williams, James Augustine to Kansas, you can really decimate a program like that. So that would be complicated. I just think overall you're going to see a lot of people jump ship and not be willing to battle through some tough times, part of the process. And then also, we've talked about it a lot, the mid-majors, those that get players, they're really good in their league, and then they're gone. That's not good for those type of teams. And for a sport that really embraces the underdogs, those kind of a teams building and being a presence in March.
That scares me. That scares me because I'm a Saluki fan. And I'm an Illini fan, don't get me wrong, but I'm a Saluki at heart. And you don't think that if Southern found a diamond in the rough, and maybe they did last year with that Damask, the kid out of, he was the player of the year at Wisconsin, was great last year as a freshman. By the time he's a junior and he all of a sudden says, okay, I've kind of done what I can do at Southern. Now I want to go back and play for the Badgers, let's say, or I want to go to a Big Ten school or go here and make more of a name for myself on national TV every night. That scares me that programs like SIU, Illinois State, and the likes will be just handpicked.
They likely would be.
Yeah.
Now, there will be those players that are loyal to their school and want to like that level and everything and still understand you can get to the tournament if you win your league and go there. But I just think it makes it easier for the rich to get richer. And
yep.
There's a lot of issues there.
And understand now, because there might be people that are confused saying, well, hold on, I thought you could leave. But in the past now, you've had to You've had to do it to where
you sit out a year.
You sit out a year, right? So it's one of those where now all of a sudden you don't have to sit out a year. It does take the embarrassment from the NCAA in terms of making a decision where, well, that kid can play immediately, that kid can't. So we'll dive into that more maybe tomorrow and even talk some more about it. But the NCAA, again, has made the decision. It just came down. Now, basically, at any time during their four-year stretch in college, a athlete can leave to go to another school, no penalty. They don't have to sit out a year. It is time to talk to the guy, the former linebacker at Illinois, Loyola Academy head coach, John Holosek. How are you, John?
I'm good. How are you guys
Well,
doing?
Thank you so much. Can you end a 20-plus year debate for me? Because I've always said John Holosek, but then I've heard John Holosek. How in the world do I say your last name, John?
soft C. I guess the Chicago relatives 80, 100 years ago decided to make it a sec instead of check. So I go with the local relatives rather than the actual Czechs in Czech Republic.
Perfect. All right, so John Holosek. There we go. I appreciate that, John, of wrapping that up. I'm like, I've got to at least pronounce this guy's name right, man. He's unbelievable at what he does. Well, John, we appreciate you joining us today. Derek Piper will be with us as well. Lante, I want to ask you first about Josh Kruch, your three-star offensive lineman. He is now going to play at Illinois. I know you guys just had a ceremony for him. What is Illinois getting with Josh?
Well, he's very, very similar to his dad. So maybe an undersized offensive lineman in the Big Ten, but a fiery, very smart competitor that does everything off the field, all in the intangibles. And I think he was lately recruited because, you know, I think he started at 220 his sophomore year. Last year he played 250, 260. Well, he's already 275. I just stood next to him just now. I think he's a little bit taller than me, and I'm a 6'2 at the combine. So you're not getting a small kid. I think everyone was kind of scared off at his initial size. But he's big enough, especially at the center position, to play well.
And you feel like, John, that he can come in, maybe not year one. I know it's not easy for offensive linemen to come in and play right away, or for anybody for that matter. But you feel like he's that guy. And I always say, like, in the NFL, when my team – when they draft a center, I always get excited because I'm like, you know what? If that dude is good, you don't have to worry about that for the next 10 years. And if Josh Kruch comes in here and is great at that center position, it's like Doug Kramer now. John, that's something that helps coaches sleep, isn't it? You would know that as a coach.
Well, certainly. He's the kid with the intelligence to make all those calls, to get everyone in the right spot. His dad, obviously, should be a Hall of Famer.
Right.
He still trains other pro linemen up in Lake Forest, and so he's basically got an academy within his house. So I mean, like Quentin Nelson, the guy from the from Notre Dame, I believe that's his name. I think he trains up there in the off season. So I mean, he's going to have a lot of background, more so than anyone ever walking in the doors at Illinois. I mean, before he walks in the door, he's going to be an expert.
An interesting dynamic here for Josh and for the rest of this recruiting class is they're signing on the dotted line to play at Illinois for a coach that has yet to be announced.
Right.
How do you feel like Josh is handling that and just how is he approaching that?
Well, he was approached by several other schools in the last few days. So, you know, I think it goes back to you don't choose a school for the coach, because the coaches, especially these days, they're gone, more often than not.
Right.
That they're going to stay there your 4 years. So, I think being our flagship university with a tremendous academics, Big Ten, He just embraced it. I was shocked that he was going to commit without looking, at other places. So he did, I think, a little bit, opened his eyes a little bit, and then came back to Illinois and saying, I think this is just his best opportunity. I don't know if it's
awesome,
the proximity to his family or everything else, but he believed, and Josh Whitman did have a call with all the signees, and I think he did a good job convincing them.
John Holosek is our guest, former Illini Loyola Academy head coach. There's been a lot of focus on in-state recruiting, those relationships under Lovey and his staff. I'm curious because a lot of people are going to, with your success at your program, the type of players that play in your program, what you think of the coaching change and also just what the recruiting relationship was like under Lovey Smith and staff.
You know, in the state of Illinois, there's a lot of dissatisfaction from the efforts of the Illinois coaches. And I can tell you, my school included, that we haven't even had a visit by an Illinois coach in the last couple of years.
Wow.
And that's kind of been, you know, other schools around that I know, and one school that I don't want to name names, but I don't want to speak for them, but I know another kid that's going to Illinois that their assistant coach wasn't even in the building. Now, it's different these days. You don't really have to go in the building like the old days, but if you put it in juxtaposition with Northwestern, Iowa, Wisconsin, all three head coaches have been in my door in our school in the last year. So,
wow.
Lovey didn't want to get out much. He didn't get out much. I don't think it was his favorite part of recruiting. And, you know, certainly these days it's a little easier not to go out and visit with the social media. But I do think those relationships mean something in the state of Illinois, and the Illinois Coaches Association has noticed the lack of interest in the home state.
I'm speechless, John. Honestly, I'm speechless, and I appreciate you being frank with that and being transparent. Let me ask you this. Can that relationship be repaired overnight? In other words, if the next guy comes in here and he immediately prioritizes Loyola Academy and all these other schools in the state of Illinois and decides, you know what, I am going to be in your school, I'm making a huge effort to do that, can that be corrected overnight?
Absolutely. It's about the person. It's about the just human connection. So I don't think anyone's harboring any resentment for the school. It all comes from the head coach. And frankly, you know, like I think he might have given up on the state because it is a little bit over recruited. I think in Chicago, you can find a bunch of FCS kids, I think, but the BCS kids, the big time recruits, there's a lot of colleges in here. A couple of years ago, Michigan State was the dominant school, but you always have Iowa, Wisconsin, Notre Dame, Northwestern, Michigan. You have all these schools in here, so maybe that's part of a plan that he had and go for the portal or go for non-Illinois guys. But when you look at the history of Illinois and the good teams, when I was playing, we had, I believe, the majority kids are from the state. And then I think 84 was the same way, 2006, yep. That team. So it looks like in history, you're not going to win with all out of state. Commits. You get some. Of course, we had that pipeline of California.
Sure.
But yeah, I think if you're going to give up on your state, it's not going to be a good feeling from the rest of the state.
Well,
when you do show your face around.
Absolutely. And John, I don't know that there's a silver bullet, if you will, and I'll explain. In other words, you look at the success that Wisconsin has as a football program, Iowa, and like you said, I mean, anybody can fly into Midway or fly into O'Hare and be at Loyola Academy tomorrow, but it's one of those situations where is it just not only relationship with you and with the kids, but is it the wins on the field? In other words, how hard of a job is it going to be not to make inroads with guys like John Holosek, but to be the team where these kids desire to go to that university, and that university being the University of Illinois? How long is that going to take? Is it going to take wins? I mean, and is there other things, do you think, that play into that?
Well, yeah, I mean, certainly you look at the competition and you have well-respected programs with some really good coaches all around on that in your division. So it's not easy in the West because you're fighting a bunch of guys that have had success and have a bit of more success. At Illinois, we don't have recent success, but I'll tell you what we do have is a hell of a university, a great education, and the best and brightest of the kids in Illinois are going to that school. You look around at these schools, you know, I will send 20, you know, maybe 20, 25 kids, and it'd be the smartest group, the largest group of any school from Loyola Academy, and
right.
That's most of the schools. You're getting all the smart kids that are doing their best in school are going to the University of Illinois. So I think that academically, if we can align, maybe, you know, I know Northwestern has a mentorship with professionals. Like, hey, this is if football isn't your future in the NFL, then let's make sure you're taken care of in the next, you know, phase of your life. And this is how we're going to move on and prepare you for your business career. You know, that's just something that you could do at Illinois. That's something that's not far fetched. You know, we do have history. We just don't have a recent history. So,
good call.
The bottom line, kids want to play for a guy or for a coach that will prepare them the best to succeed. And that's not only, you know, on the field, but off the field. They have to have, kids want to have someone that really, really cares about them. But certainly it helps when you know that coach wants nothing more than you to succeed. And that's what I think. You know, it's so easy to get. You get a couple, you know, a couple years of a new coach, and maybe the wins don't come right away. But that infectious feeling and that type of a recruiter that really cares, and some good football coaches that put kids in the right position. Who knows? It could switch fast. I mean, that's what I believe one of the leading candidates. I don't know him, but the Leopold in from Buffalo.
Yeah,
has won everywhere, so you never know.
Yeah, it's right. Powerful stuff, John. I want to finish with this, and I cannot thank you enough. I'm not kidding you when I say this, John. You and I are about the same age. For 10 years, we've been doing this radio show, and for 10 years, I'm like, we need to get John Holasek on, and we've never done it. So we finally pulled the trigger on this, and it's been an amazing chat with you. So I'll finish with this, John. I've always thought, and I've always wanted, as an Illini fan, an Illini leading my program. Now, I'm not asking you to jump from Loyola Academy to be the head coach of the University of Illinois, but has there ever been a time, or will there ever be a time, that your interest would be of coming here and maybe coaching linebackers, or coming here and being a defensive coordinator, to where one day maybe, you know, you could jump into a spot like that? Has that ever been something that you wish to do?
You know, I hasn't been in the forefront of my thinking. Now, certainly with a freshman at U of I, my oldest son, it's something that, sure, of course, if it was the right situation, if there was the right coach down there and I was running the right system and everything was perfect, then yeah, I could certainly see. I would love to, you know, I couldn't even say at some point, but at, you know, at one point in high school, you're going to go through all those phases and you might look for more. I haven't yet. But I can't say no. I certainly, you know, I'm getting closer to the fact where I'm going to be an empty nester, and so there won't be, you know, when I get my kids through high school, then you never know. But certainly, Illinois is a special place for me, and a special place for, you know, the guys that I've played with. You know, Dana Howard, we just got on the phone the other day, and we're talking about the new coach and what's going to happen, and it's still a special place for a lot of guys that have played, and I think that would really, really help to have someone on staff like a Luke Buckus that really deeply cares and identifies with the fans and some sort of success and tradition that Illinois has had.
John, I know we're the same age almost because we're both paying college bills. Great. That's where I know where we're at. Listen, John, this was incredible. John Holasek, former Illini, of course, Loyola Academy head coach. Well, if you're ever in town seeing your son, or I think it was the son, I think you said, if you ever want to pop into the radio station and join us again, we'd love to have you, man. Great stuff. John, thank you so much. Congrats on Josh and the rest of your signees today.
Oh, thank you. No problem. I will definitely stop by one day.
That would be incredible, man. I'd love to meet you and get you back on. John Holasek, thank you, sir.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, buddy. That was incredible.
It was good.
That was incredible. I was speechless when you asked the question that you said all day you're going to ask.
Had to ask it.
And he said that in the last 2 years, now keep in mind, Loyola Academy is a team that wins state titles. in the last 2 years.
Two or three years,
zero Illinois coaches have walked through his door. Meanwhile, Wisconsin, Northwestern, Iowa, they've all walked through that door.
Mm.
That was powerful. That was a powerful interview. And I am so glad that we had John Holasek on the College of Aces text line. Steven said, wow, this interview is eye-opening, explains a lot, confirms what we all assumed. Sad. Good interview, y'all. Great stuff. He said, y'all. I like that. Yeah, thank you, Steven. I agree. Another one said, the mentorship program John's talking about at Northwestern, Illinois has as well. The university has everything to sell that its competition does. They just aren't good at doing it, at selling it. And you're right on with that.
The last guy wasn't.
No. Well, we hope you enjoyed that. That was incredible, man. I'd love to have John. I've never met John Holasek. I mean, he was essentially, I was right out of college, out of working TV down in Southern Illinois when he was playing here at Illinois, and I just never had a chance to meet him. But I'd love to get a chance to meet him. You know, he's talking about Dana Howard, and I'd love to have that group in.
Yeah, no doubt.
Talk about some good defenses. Wow. Kevin Hardy, Simeon Rice, John Holasek. I think they all played together.
Let's do that in studio, and then we'll cut the mics off and go get some beers.
Boom! How fun would that be? I'm all about that.
So who are we going to get for Murderer's Row tomorrow? We've already got Jay with his story. Now we've got Holasek with his.
Ugh.
Who's tomorrow?
Well, what we want to do, what we're efforting, is getting somebody. We need to try again for Adam Rittenberg. We're trying to get somebody that covers the Wisconsin football kind of program because Brett Bielema, of course, is a name that's out there. He played,
It was reported today that he got interviewed by Illinois.
Okay. So it would be great to talk to somebody that has knowledge of, you know, his coaching ability. Lance Leipold, I know John said it wrong, but I'm forgiving him because a lot of people, but it's actually Leipold. He obviously is from Wisconsin. Sean Lewis is a kid that played at Wisconsin. So
and Jim Leonard. Giving up on the dream yet, Lon.
That's our guy. That is our guy. So we're trying to get that. That'd be great if we could pull that. I mean, it's either that or Matt Damon tomorrow, which I think would be cool. Can you reach out to Matt? Well, no, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
I have.
I know you have.
Every October 9th in preparation.
Maybe we're just doing it at the wrong time of the year.
Maybe.
Maybe Matt Damon's like, do you think these idiots know my birthday's the 8th and I'm not going to be bothered during my birthday? That's awesome.
I meant the 7th then.
Yeah, well, right. We'll get him on the 7th. Yeah, we'll both celebrate. All right. Listen, guys, great stuff. Heard from, of course, John Holasek right there. A lot of stuff. Thank you, Trevor, putting Brad and Kofi. Yeah, that was amazing. I didn't know it'd be that good. That was interesting stuff to listen to. Okay, everybody, there's some Big Ten basketball tonight. Ohio State, 6-point dog at Purdue?
6.5.
What?
No EJ.
That is crazy. We'll visit tomorrow. It's The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lonte and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.